At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go. What is happening? We are back with another episode of Feeling Good with Duddy. As always, I'm here with my brother and my co-host, Jake B.
Hi, everybody.
It's just good every time, Jake. And also today, we have another very special guest, someone who also comes from the MMA world, Ian Butler, a.k.a. The Silverback. What's happening?
What's up, you guys?
Man, thanks for coming by.
Nah, thanks for having me.
Dude, the way you said he also comes from the MMA world, it made it sound like I come from the MMA world. Because I got my brother over here and then someone also from the... So, thanks, Duddy.
Hey, you know what? You kind of do.
Yeah, I punch bags that don't hit back. So I guess if that...
Very makes... good, but brick not hit back. What movie from?
Bloodsport.
Yup.
Boom.
Very good.
Yeah. Right on. So what's up, man? How are things?
Things are good. Coming off my fight, so just chilling, eating everything in sight right now, and yeah.
Is that like what you look forward to the most after a fight? Just give me some food.
For sure. Like obviously I want to get the win, but it's, no matter what the result is, like, I'm going to get some pizza in for sure. Like,
right.
Yeah.
And after you're feeling bummed from a lost pizza, it's going to help.
It's going to help.
It's going to help you feel a little better.
Oh, yeah.
How much do you cut for your fights?
Meat, not much anymore.
Not much
but
anymore.
Back in the day, like, I was walking around at 190, making 155. Like, yeah.
It's crazy.
Are you just staying lighter and fighting at 155? Or
yeah,
are you
staying lighter
now?
And then fighting still at 165 because that's a new weight class.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
They're trying to get that into the UFC. At least some fighters are, but yeah, not.
Trying.
But yeah,
and then Bellator is so super cool that they make you just do catchweights at 65 and stuff like that. So yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And nice. You coming off two big wins.
Two big wins, two first round stoppages.
Boom.
So yeah.
Boom.
We have a video of the last one. Let's just start there. Let's just throw it up. This is him in his last fight, first round, ending it on top.
Yeah, dude.
Boom.
And
boom.
I hate to start the show out on a negative, but whoever's filming this, bro,
oh,
landscape
no
mode. Look, there's someone in the front that is already landscape mode.
I know.
Oh, fuck. At least we can see everything. But my God.
Is this happening? I don't think that people really understand how to get into landscape mode.
I hate to do it, people.
Here we go.
I hate to fucking do it.
You got him started. Here we go.
I hate to do it. We're in the day and age where everyone has a widescreen TV. You got it. This is what TVs used to look like, right? Big ass on it, buttons and shit. You gotta fucking walk from the couch all the way over to the, and you gotta use your fingies to touch it, dude. And you've got like three channels. We remember, but now we live in a day and age, dude, where the tellies are like this. You either got it on a desk or you fucking wall mounted it. Even better, no need for, dude. And then you come along with your cell phone and it's shaped like this. And all you got to do is tip it onto its side. And now we can all enjoy widescreen angles. Why are we living in this era? When this device allows us to be in this era, and we could have seen, I don't know, the referee's shoes, maybe the first three people in the front row, it would have been a better experience. I hope everyone has a great day. And as always, at the end, fuck off right there. Thanks, everybody, for playing. I'm sorry to start okay. out a show.
That was a dope-ass, like, old-school TV, though.
Yeah,
that is. You should have drew an antenna.
Dude, okay. Oh, God. Oh, we got a detail oriented gentleman. That's it. Zenith, you want to go to company as well? All right, dude.
That's what I had on my TV. We only had like three stations.
Wow. Jake, eat that whole bag of corn.
I got to get my hat.
You got to chill. Wow.
Usually we like to be 15 minutes in before I get furious.
Did that just happen?
God damn it.
All right, so.
All right, feeling good with Doug.
Feeling good, okay. Well, you know, where do I go from there?
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
I get, was that it? We're done, right?
What, you guys were mad, too, watching that, right?
I was pretty, like, yeah, video pretty, pretty,
it's, yeah, okay.
Well, okay.
Well, I mean, so the action was fire, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was Ian, you know, on top, just silverbacking the guy and just beating him, and he gets the win. Two in a row.
Two in a row.
And you know what? I would say as we got started, but we got started. And
but dude, real quick, too, you know I have an affinity for nicknames and people with
yes.
with identities within MMA or anything you do. Unique. The Silverback is the one of the greatest nicknames ever. And I don't know if you can get the camera to see the shirt is so
yeah.
good, dude. Ian Butler, the Silverback. It's I have never seen another fighter named the Silverback. Good job on that one.
Thank you.
How do you Thank feel you. About the name Pitbull, Jake?
Ooh, do I have to hit the purge or no? All right. Okay, anyone who's named Pitbull right now in MMA, anyone with the nickname Pitbull in MMA now, good for you. I support you. Anyone coming into MMA and choosing the name Pitbull or accepting it, no. We're done. We don't have any more room for any more Pitbull nicknames.
Yeah.
We're filled up.
Yeah. The Pitbulls right now are pretty legit, though.
They're super yes. legit. That's super why all legit. Of them that are in, you guys are grandfathered in.
Yeah.
I accept you. I love you. I support you. I have no more room for a new Pitbull, though.
Okay.
Okay. That's just me.
Jake is fired up today.
Feeling good.
I can't even get a word in.
I'm fucking the Doberman. There's other animals. All right.
Okay. Doberman's dope.
The Doberman's pretty good. Actually, my friend's named the Doberman.
Oh, that's no his way. Nickname.
Who? Yeah, he's a black belt under Dean Lister.
Give him a shout out.
Yeah. He's living in Japan right now.
Nice.
So, like, yeah, he's the Doberman.
That's cool. Shih Tzu.
Yeah.
That's culturally accurate. All
right. So I wanted to just see if you, we touched on just like your childhood and growing up and getting here because you have a pretty crazy story.
Yeah. Pretty crazy story.
I know, you know, when you were young and young child, you kind of were hopping around from shelters,
foster homes. Yeah. So like I was born in St. Louis, Missouri, and then my mom decided to move to California because you want to move to California. You're living in the fucking Midwest, right? Like it's cold as shit. She didn't know how to financially raise a child in California being so expensive and so high,
it's very
right?
expensive.
And so she got into some bad things and then started living in homeless shelters. And then we used to go over to soup kitchens to go eat, stuff like that, hopping around. And then at that moment, at the soup kitchen, she met one of her best friends named Katie Andrews. And she ended up adopting me out of a foster home in San Diego. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So How old are you now at the point where you're adopted by Katie Andrews?
I was like 6 years old.
So oh, wow. So it was young.
Yeah.
It was young.
When did you move over to California from Kansas
So
City?
As soon as I was born.
Oh, okay.
Like,
right away.
Right away.
Like, right away. Yeah.
So your mom was really having to deal. I mean, you were just a baby.
Yeah.
And she was in and out of these homes with you and trying her best, I'm sure. And
trying her best.
Yeah. And so at 6 years old, you are adopted by one of your mom's best friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And from what I read and have heard, that she was pretty inspirational to you and kind of really, you know, helped you grow up
big
into
time.
The person you are.
Like, she was totally, like, super hardcore. She was almost like an Olympic athlete in swimming.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Almost, right? Like, and she used to work at home. And the only thing I used to remember is she used to put on, like, her pretty much her work dress, everything else, and then go sit in her home office and work. Like, usually people would just sit in their pajamas, right?
Nah,
and just,
she
like,
got
fuck
ready
it.
For work.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Hey.
Like, her mindset was totally hardcore. She used to wake up every morning and swim at the beach and do her miles in and out, rain, sleep, snow, sick, whatever. And she pretty much taught me that mindset, like, growing up.
That's like a simple but beautiful thing, because so many people I know work from home and they say it's hard to get motivated.
Right.
Get dressed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Put on a suit and sit. Maybe that'll make you work
to this day.
At
like, you even see students like that. Why do you see a shitload of students at coffee shops, right? Like, mm-hmm. That's exactly why they do that for. They're like, if I stay at home, I'm not going to do shit, right?
That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I know when I don't have anything to do, man, those sweats are on for a while.
Yeah, I know.
I'm knocking out a lot of Netflix.
Oh, man.
And maybe I don't shower today. I don't know. He doesn't. I don't know. Damn, no. That's crazy. Okay, so you obviously now have an extremely positive role model and like an athlete, and you are an athlete. So was that your young, and when did you start becoming an athlete or realizing you were one?
She put me in the wrestling. She put me in the football. She let me try every single sport out there.
Oh,
right?
Come up on the mic a little bit. I want everyone to hear it. Yeah.
Yeah, so cool. She made me try every single sport out there. And she felt like wrestling was the best sport for me just because, like, she's like, hey, there's a lot of politics in football. Why are you better? And then the son's coach starting over you. Like, this is bullshit, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, wrestling one-on-one, if you win or lose, it's on you, right? So, So
how
she
hard
did
do you want to train before
exactly,
the fight? How
exactly.
Are,
Yeah. Oh, and she told me those life lessons, like, after getting done with the match, if I lost and crying, she's like, you're crying right now? You feel that? That sucks? You gotta train harder, right? Like, totally that
this
mom.
This lady's awesome.
Yeah.
Damn, man.
Because that's true. Yeah. We talk about that in the past a little bit, too. It's like, dude, losing fucking sucks.
It does.
Nobody wants to lose, but you can take that as fuel. And
for sure.
Learn from it. What did I do wrong? Next time, I'm not doing that.
Yep.
And next, I'm gonna train even harder. And,
that's right.
You know, you gotta take it like that. You can't take it as like, man, I lost, I suck, I'm over this.
Right. And it took her to have that mental fortitude. Like, because if she wasn't in my life, I'm like, well, fuck, like, this sucks. Like, do I want to do this again? And she goes like, no, we got to learn from this situation. We got to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And I just took that in pretty much in my adulthood, like, till
now.
That's
awesome.
It's so funny that we've had, you're the second MMA fighter we've had on, but I said it last time when we had an MMA guy on, and that Jalen Turner, shout out, and Anthony Gonzalez, you know them, you guys are good friends, so it's cool.
Yeah.
But MMA has taught us as a culture, like as a people, actually the whole world, not just our culture, but every culture. It seems like MMA fighters have really taught everyone how to lose and deal with it. Because in boxing, when you lose, bro, you know how it was. You could be 35-0 and in boxing. And when you lose, it's almost like people go, oh, he's done now. You're dead. MMA, you get to see your favorite fighters like Conor McGregor or like anybody lose on the biggest stage. And they usually just show right up to the press conference. Here's why I lost. And no big deal. I'll be back and win next time. And it kind of shows the average person like, dude, yes, losing sucks, like Duddy said, but it's how you deal with losing. And it doesn't mean you can't win the next one. So get your ass up and go.
I think one of the most beautiful things was so the last time I seen Demetrius fight, I was there live, right? It was
Demetrius
at the Staples.
Demetrius Johnson,
right? He lost his title to Henry Cejudo.
Yep.
And at the end of it, he stood there like a man, was like, hey, like, yeah, I lost. Like, I knew I was down those rounds. I just want to say congratulations. Good job. Like, I'll be back next time. Heal up. Hey, congratulations. And then just move on, right? Like, but in other sports, I think it's like the NFL and they're like, oh, Super Bowl ends. And they're like, I'm not going to shake that guy's hand. I'm going to go right into the fucking locker room. Yep. Like, you know, like, yeah.
It's so, and it's cool because it has trickled into boxing. Have you noticed a lot of the top boxers are fighting each other now?
Whether
they win or lose, their fan base sticks with them. We just want to see people compete against the best now. We don't care if you win or lose as much, as long as you're there trying your best. Even this last weekend, the fight with Malignaggi and Artem Lobov.
Yeah.
It was a weird thing, but... You know, we just wanted to see two guys throw down, and they showed up, and they did, you know?
That's it. Just try. That's it. Like, just show up, just give your 100%, and just try.
Do you think that has to do anything with, like, social media now, how people can kind of, like, become just way more connected with the fighters they enjoy or the fighters they like? I mean, boxing,
you know, when we grew up watching boxing, there was no social media.
No, that's true.
So now, I don't, maybe that has something to do with it.
Like, maybe you get a lot of your fans jumping online going, like, hey, no big deal. No, like, big you deal, tried man. Your best. We still love
you.
Yeah,
even
that helps.
Or you even have a huge platform where you can go home after the fight and be there in your house and be like, it's yo, true. Man, I
you're
lost.
Looking at me like, you also get some fans that are like, hey,
you got
fuck.
Some fucking trolls oh, out there. Dude, no you got some fucking what. Trolls.
You want to a troll? I just took my family camping. I just got back, right? I did one of the most innocent fucking things you can do. I made a little boat for my son and went to float it down the little stream and filmed it and posted it. I got a handful of people. Did you leave that trash there? You're littering in nature. Like, no, I fucking obviously picked it all up. Get off my shit, dude.
Yeah, I know. We live in that era
it's
now.
Crazy.
Like,
you can't do
anybody
anything.
Can say anything.
Yeah.
And it's so much easier to say shit from behind the bushes. Two people are just like, hey, where, you know, pick up your trash. But
look, I picked it up.
He picked up the boat, haters.
I made a fucking memory with my son. Sorry.
You want to take his memories?
God damn it.
I hate to do it. No, all right. We already went. That's it.
Sorry. All right. Okay. Now you're wrestling in high school.
Yeah.
And you became like, you were the champion.
Yeah. I was like a Midwest grappling champ. Yeah. Like I was ranked throughout the country. Like I was top notch. And then something bad happened in high school.
Wait a minute.
So this was in high school.
To the Midwest?
So
for
like,
high school?
Yeah. So like, okay, so okay. When I got adopted by Katie, mm-hmm. It was an open adoption. So she knew where I was at the whole time. Right. So she let my mom get back on her feet. And then eventually I was going to go back to my biological mom, but oh, I can still visit her. So like, and then when I was living, so I went back to St. Louis mm-hmm. every summer. Katie flew me out and I got to stay with Katie in the summertime and stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, that's
so,
nice.
So you're yeah. kind of living in San Diego. You, yeah, that's two very different worlds.
Super
so
different
that's
worlds.
Cool yeah. for you to
and
experience.
I moved from like San Diego to Ferguson, Missouri. Right. Like, yeah. Yeah,
Jay Ferguson,
yeah.
dude, you know, yeah, that's yeah. a hard place. We've been, lately it's been quiet, but man, the beginning of last year was all Ferguson. The
well,
news was
I
only
just
Ferguson.
Visited 6 weeks ago because my grandma still lives in Ferguson.
Uh-huh.
And it's not that bad.
Nah,
it's,
is it doing good?
It's not that bad.
Yeah, all right.
But also, I grew up in that environment, though, too. Like, so. It's not that bad to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. The news is going to show you the worst,
no,
right? Yeah.
It is, but I will say, St. Louis, Missouri, and the Midwest is still very segregated to this day.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, my first amateur fight, like, I was driving down, there was Confederate flags everywhere in, like, Eureka, Missouri. So, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
Those neighborhoods exist still. Yeah. Man. If we're not all yeah. the way out. Yeah. The, you know, we live on the and by the beach and by the coast, and, you know, we see
super
every,
nice.
Nobody
cares. It's culture
all,
everywhere. There's
everywhere.
Culture everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But there's still places.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were in some of those.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, if you don't mind talking about it, so
yeah,
I you know, something bad did happen and
yeah, so I started experimenting with drugs a little bit, so mm-hmm. like
this is high school now and
high
you're
school
a high
now.
School grappling champion
yeah yeah okay. wrestling doing everything right like getting offers college offers from
college
everywhere
offers. So you're a senior at this point.
I'm a sophomore getting college
already
offers.
Getting offers
yeah
okay, wow. Nice.
Stanford, Virginia, all of them right doing mm-hmm. wrestling camps in the summer, visiting these schools. And start intermittent to drugs, start smoking a little weed, start having a little fun. I'm like, oh, I can snack off a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Like, but when it came to wrestling season, I didn't do anything, right? So my mom, biological mom, right? So tell the difference, right? Let me get away with a lot of stuff because I really believed she tried to make up for like
not
living
being
home
there for
exactly,
stuff.
Right? And
yeah.
try to be the fun mom, right?
Yeah.
So the fun mom was like, yeah, you can have drinking parties in the basement, stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Right. And so one day it's coming on to wrestling season and I'm with my friends and they're like, dude, why don't you just smoke one last time with us? I'm like, yeah, you know, last smoking session. But they started getting into like heavy shit, like popping pills. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's something I didn't want to do. And then I told them like plenty of times I don't want to do this. And they put a prank on me. Right. So I had like a little box of Annihilators. Right. So I used to eat my Annihilators like this without even looking in the box. That was like my little munchy food for like smoking weed, right? Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah, right? So they replaced my Annihilators with pills, right? So I swallowed over 25 pills, I believe, right? That ended up to me having an overdose and my heart stopping for like a minute and 15 seconds, I believe. And they said I was dead. Some reason my heartbeat came back. They saved me. And yeah, it pretty much cost me my life, but also cost me all my college offers also.
Because all they hear is drug overdose.
Exactly. That's all I hear, right? Yeah. And they're like, well, it's not my fault, right? They put a prank, but obviously a big university, like, you shouldn't put yourself in that situation in the first place. You're supposed to be a leader.
Why are you hanging out with people like
exactly,
that?
Exactly, right? Led to me to dropping out of school and getting my GED on my own. And then I had an offer for a small school called Greenville, Illinois. Super small, like out in middle of nowhere.
They want to bring you into wrestle.
Bring me
they
in.
Know you got
right.
skills,
exactly,
right?
But it's like a D3, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, I'm like, all right, but hey, I still get to go to college.
You get to go to college.
I get to go to college, and I don't get to pay for anything, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm driving out there. It's rude awakening, corn, cows, out in the middle of nowhere, like, right? And so Lindenwood came over there to do a scrimmage, right? A lot of people don't know what Lindenwood is, but they're a college in Missouri, a little bit outside, 30. But their wrestling team is a powerhouse, right? You had fighters like Jonathan Brookings and – pretty much like five UFC fighters came out of there.
I think he was on
Ultimate
the show.
Fighters, right?
Yeah.
Like, and then Alp Ozkalic was fought in the UFC. He was like 125. Josh Sampo. They all wrestled at Lindenwood, right?
Wow.
So Lindenwood was kind of like the Oakland Raiders of college wrestling, right? They're oh, you didn't got good grades. You've been bad.
We'll take
come
you.
Over here. Yeah.
We
win a championship over here.
Yeah.
Like, it was like old school outdate. Like,
which is perfect because who doesn't fuck around in high school?
Yeah.
You know, it's just some people get caught, some people don't. So, you know, so
if you didn't make, any mistakes in high school, you should go back to high school and make some fucking mistakes.
Yeah.
Anyone who wasn't smoking weed and drinking in high school, come on, dude.
Right. So I'm at Greenville. Lindenwood shows up and they're like, what the fuck are you doing here? They're like, aren't you supposed to be at like Stanford or Ohio or something? I'm like, nah, man, like some shit happened. And they're like, dude, why don't you just come to Lindenwood? So I transferred out right away.
Wow.
Like my first experience with Greenville was like, oh, cool campus. And they're like, oh, just to let you guys know, like, we're a super Christian school. Girls cannot be in your dorm rooms. I'm like, not even to study. Mm-hmm. And they're like, no. And I was like, I get the fuck out of here. Like, you know?
Yeah.
So I transferred out to Lindenwood. My whole dream was to go to Mizzou. Like, I, you know, so that was a big powerhouse. Tyron Woodley came to Mizzou. Like, Ben Askren came to Mizzou. Yeah. And they knew me at the time. And then had one good season at Lindenwood. And then I transferred over to Mizzou. Right. And at that time, I was experimenting with the MMA. Right. I'm starting to, like, do jiu-jitsu. I started to kickbox.
How
at
old
that
are you? Probably 18, 19?
19.
19.
Yeah. And then my gym at the time was like, dude, somebody pulled out like of this fight. Like, you should probably take this fight, right? I'm like 6 months in of learning striking, right? So I finally take this fight. And it was my first fight was at a Motel 6 in Eureka, Missouri.
In the parking lot.
You're like, I've made it. I'm already fighting at a Motel 6.
We're going to get free breakfast.
Plenty of people have fought at Motel 6 as they just weren't paid.
Right, right. And it was a nicer Motel 6 because they had a conference room, right?
Business. Yeah. Six, dude. It's a Motel 7.
That's how you know it's good.
My locker room was the kitchen while chefs were actually cooking.
Beautiful.
Right? So I fought this guy that was 4-0, which I'm like, you guys can't, like, shit. Like, can you guys give me, like, a guy that's, like, 1-1
you
or, like.
No amateur career.
No. No.
Luckily, you wrestled.
Like,
God.
I wrestled, and that's what they told me, like, dude, you wrestled. Like,
take him,
you
down.
Take him down. Like, and then I found out, like, this guy is, like, a legit purple belt. He's been submitting guys, like, taking people out. I'm like, well, fuck. Like, the only punch I know how to do is a jab, pretty much, right? And the experience was horrible. And I didn't even see my opponent at weigh-ins, right? I'm getting ready to fight. They're like, all right, Ian, you're next. I'm getting ready to walk out. And then they go, we are not going to do a 15-minute intermission.
Oh.
I'm like, what?
You're just in the kitchen.
Dude, I'm at the walkout area. I'm like, about to walk down this alleyway, right? And they're like, we're going to do 15-minute admission.
You just got to sit there now.
I sat there. 15 minutes turned out to be 45 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Right? And my coach was like, hey, I'm going to put you on a timer. If you don't start this fight, like, I'm going to beat everybody's ass in here.
Yeah, because people who are listening that don't know, like, you have to go through this whole mental preparation. Then you have to warm yourself up. You're potentially, hopefully you were hitting pads in the kitchen.
I had to go through all that.
You're ready to go. Yeah.
Nerves are getting out of control. This is my first experience.
Yeah.
This is my first time getting
already
hit with small
scared.
Gloves.
Yeah.
Right. So I walk out to no music.
Oh, that'll pump you up, dude.
To no music. Right? They fucked that up.
You just hear one guy, hey, right? Get out of here. The cook and chicken strips.
I heard one guy, and it was my teammate back in it, like, let's go eat. And it's so awkward, right? Because it's the only guy that screams something. He walks out to music, blaring everything, right?
The other dude's a local hero.
He's a fucking local hero. That's exactly what he is. He's from Eureka, Missouri. He's from Eureka, Missouri. My corner is right there. His whole fan section's behind him. I can't hear anything, right? I'm so outside of my body. The fight starts. They're like, throw a head kick. And I'm like, ugh. I foot stomped him because I'm like, that's not a head kick, right?
Yeah,
like,
that's the opposite.
I'm out of my body, out of my realm. He starts hitting me a little bit, and I'm like, I'm getting ready to get knocked out because I've never been hit with these small gloves. These feel different. I take them down, and then I'm like, where's his good jiu-jitsu? Didn't really do anything. My coach's like, fucking hit him.
Hit him.
Hit him. It's a fight. Hit him. Yeah. I hit him. Hit him some more. I'm like, oh.
I got this.
Okay. Right? It goes into the second round. I take him down again. I hit him with a big shot. I knock him out.
Nice.
I'm hitting him again. He's still moving. The ref doesn't stop the fight.
This is one of these things you wish
he wakes back up.
Yeah.
He wakes back up, right?
Because they're not going to stop it. It's local hero.
No. I hit him again. Finally, the referee's like, all right. They stopped the fight.
The
referee's
yelling at your opponent. Wake up, Jonathan. Wake up.
Fight's over. I win the fight. And I found out that the referee and the fighter were best fucking friends.
This is what a lot of
best
people...
Friends.
That's why he wasn't stopping
the fight. That's why he wasn't stopping the fight. He wanted to give him every advantage possible for him
like
to get back in the fight.
Got his buddy hit a couple more times than he should have.
And then I felt so bad, right? Like, I was like, dude, I just fucking just murdered this guy, right? My first fight. And my coach's like, yeah, I felt bad too that I end up calling the gym that the kid's at. And he goes, he's retired. Like,
oh,
he's done. Like, he took so much damage that he's like, yeah, this life ain't
over. You know what? He was 4-0. He probably fought four dudes that can barely fight. And they're bringing you in. Hey, this guy's never had a fight. He got stomped. And he found out how real it can get.
Yeah. I mean, if you're an okay wrestler or whatever, and you get like a champion call, you're just like, okay, I'm fucked.
Yeah. So that was my first fight ever. And then Mizzou's like, hey, we're finally accepting. Like, you did good at Lindenwood, you know, and then I was like, hey, and I started off my first day on campus. I'm like, I just had my first fight. This is what I want to do.
Yeah.
I'm leaving.
Oh, they were just like,
when did you say this is what I want to do? Was it when you won?
It's exactly what I
raised,
exactly
like,
when I
minute.
Went. Yeah. And then I had clarity, like a couple of weeks later, I'm leaving for Mizzou, get on campus, you know, I'm seeing the board of Ben Asker and all these D1 wrestlers. I'm like, well, fuck, like, if I have a few more fights, I can make money. I'm broke as fuck, right?
Yeah.
After my fight, they took me to fucking Applebee's, and my coaches paid for everything, and I'm like, I'm going to get everything on the menu. I had no money.
Yeah.
And they lied and said it's my birthday, and I got a free chocolate cake, right?
Nice.
I'm broke, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, you know what? And then Tyron Woodley was just now leaving Mizzou.
Okay.
And you see me, and he goes like, dude, I seen your amateur fight. Like, dude, you got skills, you got talent,
nice.
Right?
For the listeners that don't know, Tyron Woodley's a
beast.
A UFC champion. You know, he's an absolute top level fighter, dude. One of the best welterweights ever.
Yeah. And Ben Askren's there too.
Another
Michael Chandler's there.
Michael Chandler, Bellator,
right?
Lightweight.
All those guys are there.
School.
Like mentoring me, and they're like, dude, if you have skills and everything, like it's kinda like the NBA, right? Like one and done, right? They're like, if you got skills, like, do you really need to go to school for like 3 more years and like you're going to waste
maybe
your time in here? Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So at that moment, like, I pretty much declared, right? And then left and like,
I mean,
and just continue fighting.
After people wrestle in high school, the only avenue to kind of keep with it is to either be a wrestling coach or go into MMA anyway.
Or
so you were just kind of going there.
Grateful if you're skilled enough to try to make the Olympic team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, or Olympic.
Right?
Sure,
like that was my inspiration, but I'm like, fuck, bro. Like, kidding me? Like, you know how many people are jockeying after like Olympic for one Olympic spot in your weight class
only
for the whole country?
Year,
just one guy.
Yeah. And I'm coaching kids now, and I have two kids that can probably make 2020 Olympics, right?
Wow.
And one of them, it's definitely going to make it because he was born in Germany. And I'm telling them, why don't you just fucking just wrestle for Germany?
Yes.
Like, they're going to give you an automatic spot anyway. Like,
Mind you'll just take that. You get to be an Olympian forever. That's on your resume for life. Are the two, like, it doesn't matter what country you're representing. That's on your resume for life.
Olympic athlete.
Yeah.
And then is the two kids that you have, are they the same weight class?
So
or no?
We.
Because that'd open up a spot for the other kid.
They're two different weight classes.
Okay, different. All right.
At least that. So, yeah. And so that's how I got into my MMA career, like after school and after messing up in high school a little bit. And I took a different route, but yeah, it made me who I am today. So
that's cool,
dude,
man. And
I think perfectly sends us into the Duddy had a thought for you know, we always have the word of the day or something. So
yeah, you know, I obviously him coming in and I, you know, read up on his background and everything. And I just thought it was a really, you know, motivational story. And like, we even talked about like a lot of people, I wouldn't say a lot of people, just, you know, it happens. You know, a lot of people, you lose or you get down or something bad happens, and you could just dwell on it forever if you want to. Or you can find something that motivates you and to stay motivated and continue to work hard and continue to grow as a person. What was that for you? I mean, I guess we kind of talked about your childhood and Katie, you know? And,
yeah, I think Katie was like my big one. Like I think I'm a product of that saying that village, it takes a village to raise a child. Like it definitely did. I had so many mentors in my life, you know? And Katie really taught me, like, not to be a statistic. Like, look, you didn't have a dad. You didn't have that. Do you really want to be a statistic, you know? Like, and you can – the way that you grow up doesn't define you. You can get outside that realm and make your own journey, right? And she was the one that – that's why I'm here today,
that's
honestly.
That's awesome.
You know?
And it's like – oh, sorry. Go ahead. You had so many reasons you could have given up. Like,
yeah.
You know, your childhood was tough. And then you met Katie, and that was beautiful for you. But then once again – in high school with the whole overdose thing and losing again, you get slapped all the way down, which another reason that you could have given up, you could have blamed the world. You could, and I'm sure you probably had moments where you're like, why is this happening to me?
Yeah, for sure.
But you found a way to continue going and you made it all the way to your professional MMA fighter. Like, what can you explain the motivation or where you found it? Or is there any way you can put it into words so that someone listening who's maybe having a tough time, it's hard to do.
I think the one smart thing is I put people smarter than me in my life, right?
That's good.
That's brilliant. Surround yourself with smart people.
I surrounded myself with people smarter than me.
So smart.
And way more successful than I am, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the number one thing that I did, right? So any questions, and that's the thing, I always willing to learn. I'm always asking questions, right? I'm like, how do I get better in this? How do I do that? Right. Like, and then it just seemed like everything just lined up just talking to them like, dude, you're fine. Like, are you kidding me? Like, I've been like that. I had no money, you too. Like, you're fine. Stay on the straight and narrow. Right. And I think motivation. So I like to think motivation is like a shower. Right. You're supposed to shower every day. Hopefully you shower every day. Right. But motivation is the same way. You constantly need motivation, right? I constantly need to get showered every day with motivation, right? Because some days you're not feeling it. Some days you're down in the dirt. So I always reach out to those mentors, send a text, read something every single day. I always constantly have that on my phone. I have like notes of everything that I pick off from books, something that Red spoke to me that I wrote down. I constantly shower myself with motivation every single day.
That's awesome.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah, I was hoping for something. Yeah. Simplified it down, you know, so anyone can kind of start today with that.
Yeah.
If you're out there and, you know, you're just feeling like down and having a bad day, find something, you know, to motivate you. There's got to be something out there that could keep you motivated, keep you positive. And also, you know, if you're someone in a position to help somebody else out and motivate other people, do that. Listen to him. Yeah. He said one of the most important things is he had a lot of motivational people. He surrounded himself with good people who motivated. So if you're in a position to motivate someone else, I mean, come on. That's, I don't think anything else out there is going to make you feel good like that, Jake.
Segway captain.
So, you know, motivation, stay motivated, help other people motivate, and it is going to make you feel good.
You got it.
That's right.
Speaking of feeling good.
That's Duddy working his way into the sponsors, dude.
Speaking of feeling good, we have a few sponsors on this podcast, and we are going to talk about them. Our first sponsor, as always, we will start off with whiskey. And this is a delicious whiskey. Proper 12 Irish whiskey. We've been taking these bottles down here at this show. I think I have a problem now. But it is delicious. And if you go to the store and you get yourself a bottle of Proper 12 and you get some friends, or even if it's by yourself, take a shot with it, take a picture, tag us and Proper 12 in it, and I promise you, I will fucking send you something, okay?
People have done this. We've seen the photos. We assure you, the gifts, as good or terrible as they may be, will be on their way shortly. We're not just liars up here. Right, Daddy?
We're not liars.
We've seen the photos.
We may take a little longer to do stuff than other people, but we'll get it done.
Yes. We never said
we are going to take shots. Ian is not because he's training.
Yeah.
So we ain't taking shots.
He's staying motivated. Yeah.
And another sponsor we always have on this show, great company, great product, Sticky Vapes. I use these all the time because we on the go and we can't be rolling around with a bong in my pocket. Might break and I'll cut my leg. So I got Sticky Vapes all the time in my pocket. Check these out. If you are in a dispensary and you are looking for a vape pen and you see Sticky Vapes, I highly recommend trying it out. They have so many flavors. They're delicious. We've actually made two different ones with the Dirty Heads. We made some Sticky Vape Dirty Head vapes. We got Medusa, which is an indica. Delicious. We also have a Dance All Night, which is a sativa. So check it out. StickyVape.com.
I use a Sticky Vape when I'm hitting pads, and every time I throw a punch, I release a little bit of the smoke, and it just kind of makes it look like I'm throwing straight fucking fireballs in there. That's just what I do with Sticky Vape.
All right. Take a shot. Also, Koi CBD, an amazing product I also use every single day. I don't have the droppers here right now because I left it at home. Probably from using too many Sticky Vapes. I forgot. But Koi CBD, great product. They have these drops I use every single morning. If you're someone who, you know, has aches and pains and you're constantly popping like pain meds, give CBD a try. It's a lot healthier for you. I think you're going to love the results. KoiCBD.com. If you go there right now and you put in code DUDDYB at checkout, you're going to get 20% off. And also, they have this delicious hemp-infused beverage, which I have renamed the Baba Raja, and it's so good. And it makes you just takes a little bit of stress off the day. KoiCBD.com.
Tell Ian about your song. Well, you saw the episode, Baba Raja.
Baba Raja. Everybody needs a Koi Baba Raja.
I don't know. We did that one.
Yeah, that's freaking dope.
It's pretty much number one hit.
It's really just a fancy way to say beverage, yeah. Which is already a fancy sounding word.
So once again, KoiCBD.com, code DUDDYB at checkout, 20% off. And last but not least, Onnit, another amazing company. I've been using every morning and night the Total Human box. It gave me this awesome box, and it's got two packs connected, one's for the daytime, one's for the nighttime. And it just got everything you need to just keep going through the day feeling good. And then nice and relaxed at night, sleep through the night. It's great. And speaking of sleeping through the night, this product right here, this instant melatonin spray, I use it when I'm on the road like every night after a show because you get off the stage at like midnight and you've been listening to loud music running around. It's hard to calm down. Your blood's just, it's pumping. Your heartbeat's pumping. So I spray a couple these melatonin sprays in, and it helps me sleep like a baby. Onnit.com. Actually, if you go to onnit.com/Duddy, 10% off.
Get on it.
On it with two N's. onnit.com/DuddyB. No, it's just /Duddy for that one. And let me double check this shit.
Dude, like the first three or four episodes, he gave out the wrong promo code for Koi. We're going to get it.
It's Duddy. It's official. Onnit, onnit.com/Duddy, and you will get 10% off. Beautiful.
With Koi, it's Duddy B at checkout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a surf sound.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Even if you don't surf, make a surf sound for us. Anything. First thing that comes to your mind.
Surf?
Surf sound. Anything.
Shit.
Dude. That
was perfect. Yeah.
Shit. That sounded like a stoned-ass surfer, dude. Done. Yeah, we've been making everybody just do a surf sound. I don't know. We got
shroud.
Yeah. And.
Drop down.
You know, we're just trying to collect.
You know, we got surf sounds.
But I like yours.
I got Mia Collins, pro surfer, in my gym. So she's...
Really?
Oh, yeah, get her in here.
You gotta get her in, man. Yeah. She'll have a surf sound for us.
Oh, she'll have a good one.
Actually, I have a funny story, right?
Wait, is this a band camp story?
No, it's not a band camp story.
Go for it.
So
Obviously, Daddy, you surf a lot, right?
I used to when I was younger. I've kind of failed out or, you know, fallen off since I gotten older. But my brother still does a lot.
Okay. So I was like, so she was singing my walkout song, which is Vacation by the Dirty Heads, right?
Awesome. Great and that's song. Why we'll have to touch on
that's
that.
That's why he's won his last two fights. Yeah. Comes out,
uh-huh. Right? And so she came in singing the song. And that's when I was like, oh, I think like I'm going to be on the podcast with them and stuff like that. And she goes, oh, no way. And she goes like, yeah, who's the long hair one? I was like, Daddy, like, yeah, it's his podcast. She's like, yeah, I think back in the day he cut me off on a wave. Like way back in the day.
Told her not to kick my ass. He told her not to kick my ass.
That was probably Jared. Because Jared surfs.
Jared still
and
you've
got long hair, so maybe maybe Jared cut her off on a wave.
Maybe Jared did.
Get that.
How long? Well, if it was a long time ago, it could have been
maybe.
Me.
But she's like 18 or 19.
Oh,
pro
it's probably
surfer,
Jared then,
right?
Because he still surfs.
But she goes like, didn't I realize who it was? And I'm like, yeah, you know, it's cool. Like, you know, like, yeah.
What was it? At Huntington?
Maybe. Yeah, probably.
You know what?
Probably.
We're going to get to the bottom of this shit. We're going to have her on.
You know what? I'm going to have Jared in here when he comes, and I'm going to let her kick his ass.
Was this him? Have him by his ear. He's tall. Dang it, Jared.
Yeah.
Jared's like, hey, it wasn't even me.
I know.
We're going to get to the bottom of that shit.
But she loves the Dirty Heads.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It wasn't intentional.
No.
No.
I was probably just shrouding so hard.
I wanted to do this too. Your shirt. Is there anywhere people can get that thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, where?
EmButlerMMA.com.
Dude, Ian Butler. I keep looking over at it. It's like the best shirt, dude. Look at that big old... Wow. And I have one. I'm going to be wearing it everywhere.
Man, and I have a newer logo that... Do you know Tim Hendricks?
Oh, yeah, the tattoo artist.
Yeah, absolutely. So he sponsors me, right,
for my fights and stuff. Is he inking you up, man?
That too. Like,
oh,
but I teach his little son.
So good.
I teach his little son boxing, though. Like, little Trip.
Oh,
like,
nice.
That's his son, right? And he made my newer logo, but people are really loving, like, that's like the first logo I ever
had.
That
logo's
like,
so good.
It's just kind of classic.
Yeah, right? The classic one,
it
right?
It's like a King Kong. It's just terrifying. It's perfect.
He has a little MMA glove right there.
I would love to see that new shirt, though. Tim Hendricks is an insane tattoo artist.
It's just like the IB and then the gorilla's like eating like the IB with the fangs going and stuff like that.
All right. It's pretty good. Hey, you can have multiple designs.
Yeah.
That's great. I just wanted to do that before I forgot. Anyway, sorry to jump in with a weird, but hey man,
by the way, man, I was just thinking.
Yeah. All right.
Surf sense. You want to talk a little bit about the Andrews Angels Foundation?
Yeah. So, obviously, my adopted mom's last name was Andrews, right? And so, what I did is started the Andrews Foundation, right, to just pretty much pour into kids, right? So, I have a cool sponsorship by Dave & Buster's because of Bellator right? And plus, I love video games, right? So, what I do is, like, I'll pick out a homeless shelter or foster care, go talk to the kids, pretty much tell them I was in this situation, too. Hang out with them, and then I just take the whole group to Dave & Buster's to hang out, play with them, and
awesome.
Pour them.
Cool.
You know, yeah. Because I mean, at the end of the day, like they just want to go out and just have fun and just forget about the situation that they're living in right now. So, like, yeah,
I love that. Yeah, I mean, and let's just take a step back again to the motivation of, you know, word of the day. He not only needs to find motivation, but on his time, he goes out and he helps and motivates other people. So remember, don't just look for motivation for yourself. If you got an opportunity to go out there and motivate other people, take that opportunity.
Yeah, dude. I love pouring back to the kids. Like I think that was my biggest growth ever. I'm still learning as an adult, but it was like the kid, like I was the kid that like go to professional basketball games and then clap their hands and like I'm never washing his hand ever.
Oh,
right?
Oh,
like
nice.
I was that kid, right?
Yeah.
Right? And then I always remember like there was like that asshole athlete that was just like, don't even touch me, don't do it. And I was like, you know what? Like my mission in life is to always be accessible. Always talk to kids as much as possible because, dude, that really changes like a kid's life, man. I remember all those situations that happened when I was growing up.
That's cool. And I had one high five in my day. I think it was actually a handshake to where I didn't wash my hand, just like you said. I'm never fucking washing this. Do you remember this day? We're in Ojai, California.
I remember this.
I'm probably like 11
or
so.
I still haven't washed my hand.
Yeah, I'm young. And
we were young.
I'm young. And this was at the height of his career. And he comes rolling up, two motorcycles and two guys on them with two hot chicks on
the
back.
Moment.
And they roll up. and they walk into this little pizza parlor in the middle of nowhere.
We're sitting, family's sitting at a, it's like park bench seating in this pizza restaurant in Ojai. That's still there.
Still there.
I go to Ojai maybe once a year, and I drive by the same restaurant every time. Keep going, Daddy.
And, fucking Jean-Claude Van Damme.
No.
My dad goes over to him and goes, hey, my sons are huge fans. You know, he comes over to our table. Dustin, I heard you in karate.
Yes.
And I was like, yeah. And he's just like, keep with it. You know, and he shakes my hand. And I remember just like. What?
Even better, though, I remember this. Here's how it goes down. Like. For those listening, go to YouTube and watch. It's always a better deal. So it's park bench seating. It's like a long park bench, dude. One of those old school park benches. You know, it's just a long ass row to sit on, a long ass table. And our family's here. I think maybe me and Duddy are sitting next to each other, mom and dad on the opposite side. Van Damme and his friend and his wife come and sit like next to Duddy and I, but down a little bit. So my dad's looking across the table at Van Damme. And he's kind of looking at me and Duddy, and he's looking next to us. And then I remember he leans forward. I don't know if you remember this, Duddy. And he's all, excuse me, sir, are you Jean-Claude Van Damme? Yeah. It was like the most funniest.
Oh, my God.
Dad, excuse me, sir, are you? And the guy, that's when he jumps up. He's all, yes. And, you know, my dad told him that we were training. We were already karate kids at this point. Yep. He posed off with us.
He did.
Shook our hand. This is all pre-cell phone days, unfortunately. Yeah. So no photos
but
of
I mean,
this
I'm
event.
Talking about, at this time, I no joke was watching Bloodsport and Lionheart twice a day. It was like, I could not get enough of it.
I'm about to blow your mind.
Van Damage. John,
what is it?
Tell me.
So 4 months ago, I met the person that created Bloodsport.
Oh, my God.
Wait, the dude that they made it out over?
He wrote Bloodsport.
Wow.
What's he doing? What's his next move? What are you starring in next, Ian? What are you?
The world is waiting.
Why were you talking with him? Are you doing Bloodsport 12?
No.
What's going on?
I wish, right?
Come on.
So my wife's a business banker, right? Down in Beverly Hills. She's now transferred out here in the OC. Her client, can't say his name, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Used to go to high school with this kid that they used to make fun of all the time. They're just like, oh, always sticking up for him, stuff like that. And then Bloodsport comes out and stuff like that. And then they reconnect at the high school reunion. They're like, oh, dude, what are you doing? They're like, oh, you know, just like doing stuff, making movies. They're like, with who? Like, oh, Jean-Claude Van Damme. And they're like, dude, you're full of shit. Yeah. I'm like, no, like, yeah, man, like Bloodsport, like that was about like my life and everything. They're like, dude, like we stuck up for you. Like you used to get shoved in lockers. They're like, yeah, but I was like a black belt back then. Like they told me like I needed to like, I truly was like smash your face in, but like I learned it, restraint. Like, pretty much because of, like, my black belt and stuff like that. And he actually found one of the kids that used to shove him in the locker room and beat the shit out of him. Like, yeah. Like, and he also created the kickboxing movie, too. Like,
the kickboxer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He created both of those.
Dip their hands in the glass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. The glass Muay Thai fight.
What was the movie that made fun of that and they dipped it in, like, candy or something? Dude,
it was, like, Enter the Fist. What was that? Oh, that was the best movie.
Yeah, but that dude created Bloodsport. I was like, oh, my God. And you changed my life forever.
You changed the world.
Yeah.
I do remember this, just so that I don't remember the exact year it was, but so we could, you know, anyone who's listening can go find out. Hard Target, whatever, the Van Damme movie Hard Target was just about to come out. That's when we met him because Van Damme had a Hard Target hat on.
God, you have a really good memory.
I remember all that stupid shit. Dope. Yeah, and that was it, dude. And I remember that he sat right next to us, posed off with us, Jean-Claude Van Damme. And then... And then somehow you know,
dude.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Dude, I love Jean-Claude.
6 degrees of Jean-Claude. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Can any of you guys hit the splits when you guys were doing it?
Hell
no. Oh, no. But if I had two shares right now that didn't have wheels on them, I'd give it a go.
I love that, how Van Damme had to do the splits in every movie, and Tom Cruise has to sprint in every movie. You gotta have your thing, dude.
No, every Jean-Claude, he splits, and at one point you see his butt.
Oh, yeah, you got to show the butt. And I remember our mom.
Oh.
He's well-shaped.
Drop that towel. Oh.
Oh, yeah, I remember after Jean-Claude left, too, my mom was like, he's handsome. Oh, yeah, Mom. We remember that.
I was like, hey, Dad, go kick his ass.
Well, Dad was like, hey, his wife was hot. And we're like, yeah, all right. We're even here. Yeah. We're even.
Our parents are swingers.
Yeah. What's up? Jean-Claude will be on the show next week.
I'll be here for that one.
Oh,
for
yeah. Sure. We'll have you back,
sure,
dude.
For sure.
Got to. For protection, dude. We don't know. You could fucking do a crescent kick at any moment on us, dude. We need you there.
Do you have a band camp story?
I do.
You do? All right. Well, here's my big moment. 3, 2.
Oh, and this one time at band camp.
All right. I'm going to paint the scene, right? So last week I was in Seattle, right? I love hiking and stuff like that, outdoors, right? So I went on a hike called Poo Poo Head, right?
I already love this hike.
Right?
The hell?
And I made it all the way up. Like, this is like a gnarly hike. Like, it takes like a couple hours. And then there's people jumping off and like parasailing off, which
it's a cliff.
Fucking doing that.
Not about
not about that life. Right? And then my friend mentioned, like, on an Instagram story, I make it up top. He goes, did you shit your pants on top? Right? And I was like, no. And then my wife goes, like, no, not this time. Like, and he goes, like, what is she talking about? Right? So, my last fight.
Is this a shit your pants story?
Yeah. So, on the other hike, I was in Hawaii, like, 6 weeks ago, right?
Fucking globetrotter.
I did a hike. I wish I know the name of the hike. It was a super gnarly hike, right? But it has road tracks, right? There's like a train track that goes all the way up the mountain. I don't know why a fucking train would go all the way up the mountain, but they said it was like back in the day with like there was like wars and stuff like that. So they use it as like a bunker, right? Back in the day. And I'm going through the hike and it's pretty, and my stomach's rumbling like early morning trying to get it for sunrise, right? My wife used the bathroom before. I was like, nah, I'm good, right?
Smart lady.
Yeah. So I'm making it up. And then in the middle of the hike, right, it's like, so the train tracks are obviously really old that it's kind of like stairs going up, right? Yeah. And then in the middle, they didn't tell me that it fucking drops off, right? Because I'm super scared of heights. So you're going up these train tracks and then you look down in the middle of it and you look all the way down. You're already like 3,000 steps up. And in the middle of it, it's just straight ground. So if you miss a step.
You're dead.
Like, yeah, pretty much like you're fucked.
Yeah.
Right. Oh. And so I'm like holding on to the rail. Right. Just trying to like ease my way up while I'm doing that. Old people are coming down just like, oh, good morning. Like, no big deal. Right.
Not
like
touching the rail.
Yeah, exactly. No, just pretty much just power walking. Right. I'm like, fuck that. I don't want to die. Like, yeah. You know, I'm not. Yeah. Make it up. Beautiful. Right. On the way down, I was like, when I'm up on top, I'm like, I still have to use the bathroom, like, really bad, but I made it up top.
Yeah.
Like, no big deal. Like, yeah. I can make it down.
I'll hold it down.
Like, yeah. Like, I'm going down. It's not that hard going down.
Yeah.
Right? So, I'm going down, and then we get to that middle part, right? Oh. My wife's scared of heights, too, right? And so, she came up with the clever idea, right? And she goes, like, you know what? I'm just going to squat down, kind of like a reverse bear crawl, and hold on to the rail, and then get down from there. Right, you get one side, I get the other side. Real. I'm like, oh, it's a perfect idea.
Yeah.
Right? Not knowing that my body's like,
you squat, you in trouble.
Exactly.
And that's exactly. You're nervous and you're scared.
That's exactly what happened. That's like, I squat down, I'm in the middle of it, and I stop, and she's like, why are you stopping for? I'm like, just keep going. Just keep going. Right? And I make it down, and I was like, hey. We need to find a bush. Yeah. She's like, what happened? I was like, I just shit my pants.
Oh.
She's like, no way. I was like, yeah.
What is like, it about our show?
Yeah, I just shit my pants.
Like, is it my face that people just want to tell me about their shit stories?
We are on episode 13, and there has been already 3 to 4 solid pant shitting stories and peeing in face. Dude, so you shit yourself halfway down and then just had to wobble down the rest of the hike?
In the middle of the hike, which is super, like, this hike is a long-ass hike, bro. Like, so I'm like, all right, maybe I should find a bush.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, am I going to find a bush? No, because now the U.S. Army's now coming up, right?
Like, just doing like, probably just
yeah,
training.
Just going through. Yeah. Like, yeah. And I'm like, they're all stopping and like, oh, what's up? You know, what's up? Like, fuck. Like, I'm just trying to find a bush so I can dish these pants right now so I can just go back down. Like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the height was called Cocoa Head.
Cocoa Head. Fucking perfect,
nice.
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh, you made some cocoa.
Cocoa pants, dude.
Yeah. Oh, the hike is, like, super famous for, like, it's a beautiful hike. Uh-huh. Once you get on top, you can see everything for all the other islands, stuff like that. Like,
is that Oahu you were on?
Yeah. Like, we literally saw the other islands, and you can see rain coming down the other islands, and it wasn't even raining on our side. Like, oh, it's a beautiful hike. Yeah.
Like, you can watch storm systems, like, go out into the ocean and then come around, rain on you, leave, go rain somewhere else, and just you see, like, storm circles happen. It's a trip. It's really cool.
Yeah. But,
fucking Cocoa Head, dude.
Yeah. So if you guys want to go to the hike, just remember the middle part's fucking gnarly as fuck.
Can we find your shorts there still?
Probably. Oh my God, dude.
Probably. They're dumped all to the left somewhere.
Okay, I'll throw this out. If you're ever on the Cocoa Head hike, and you find his shorts, and you take a picture, and you tag Billy Good and Duddy in it, I will send you some new shorts, I promise.
Duddy will send you, he'll send you one of these Feeling Good with Duddy pins.
There you go. You can pin the dirty shorts onto your wall in your bedroom.
Fucking hell.
Every day.
Oh, he wants his shorts back, though. So if you could contact Ian Butler. shit, dude, that's awesome.
That is so good.
That's going to be a Bandcamp segment, and that's going to be its own pant shit segment. You just created several segments.
Yep.
Damn. What do you think, Duddy?
Anything else? You got anything, sponsors or anything you want to plug or talk about?
Yeah, like Tim Hendricks over at Classic Tattoo. They're over in Fullerton, so it's not even that far.
Awesome.
Like, yeah, that shop's amazing. Like, one of the best artists in the world. Like, you know, Violent Gentlemen, they're amazing.
So are they sponsoring you now? The Violent Gentlemen, that's a clothing line, Violent Gentlemen? Nice.
Yeah.
Is there like a shirt of yours or anything that people know?
No,
but that's okay.
Support
the company.
I'm sure they will soon.
They support a lot of fighters, so that's a great company to help.
Yeah. Super good guy. Like, yeah.
And if you want to support Ian directly, obviously you can go get that Ian Butler silverback shirt at?
That's right, IanButlerMMA.com.
Bam.
Right on. Yeah.
Anything else, dude? You're on a two-fight win streak.
I know.
You got another fight coming up?
Yeah, I think so. I'm working out a deal with ONE FC right now.
Right? Shit.
So, like, yeah.
So
like,
that's not official, right? We don't want to get you in trouble, but you're feeling
not,
like...
It's not official, but, like, it's coming soon.
Nice.
Like, yeah, for sure.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, dude, that's insane, because then we can watch you for free on that one app. Dude, let's get it if it's on. And then, Duddy, what's up? You want to send out any plugs for the end here? Let people know what's going on this tour?
Hey? Yeah, start the music, and we'll get it going. Once again, Ian... Dude, thank you, brother.
Thank you.
That was so much fun. And you're a local guy, so please come back anytime.
Dude, I would love to.
Yeah, you can come whenever you want.
Hell yeah.
And this summer, Cutlass Brand is going to be out on tour with the Dirty Heads and 311 at every show. We're going to have a Cutlass booth there, and Jake is going to be there.
That's right.
Go to the booth, say what up to Jake, purchase some Cutlass gear, support great company, and... If you go to CutlassBrand.com right now and you put in code DUDDYB, no, it's not. It's code Feeling Good, actually, is the code. Feeling Good. No G, F-E-E-L-I-N, good, at checkout. You're going to get 20% off your entire order. And thank you to everyone at Reamp Studios. Ashton behind the boards, thank you. And that's it. Did I forget anything? And Mark. Mark wants me to say hi to Mark.
Say Mark. Thanks, we got Mark. Martin. We got David.
We got everyone.
Hey, we'll just say a bunch of other random. We got Kevin. We got Taylor. We got fucking Susan. None of those people work here. Yeah. All right.
But yeah, so once again, thank you guys. Appreciate it. See you next time.
Great episode. Thank you.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.